RN and online, you're with The Rhythm Divine, where spirituality meets music, with Jeff Wood.
It all started with an email from a listener called Catherine a couple of months ago. "Hello from Christchurch, New Zealand," she began. "I'm part of a women's world choir called Women in Harmony. We're learning to sing Itahotu Maramak Niapovu. Now, that's an East Timorese hymn, by the way. We are God's people." Catherine went on. "One of our members has a terminal illness and has requested it for her funeral. I've been trying to locate an audio recording of the song to aid pronunciation and noticed that your program, The Rhythm Divine, played it some years back. I'm contacting you in the hopes that you might be able to provide us with some idea as to how we might be able to get an audio of the song." G'day, I'm Jeff Wood, and what can I say? That's the kind of request you can't ignore. So I contacted Catherine, and she told me the whole story. It was incredibly powerful, and I asked her if I could share it. Catherine spoke with everyone concerned and got their permission. And so today you'll hear that story as we discover Women in Harmony, with two members of the choir speaking to me from Christchurch, a city still scarred from two major earthquakes in 2010 and 2011. But first, the hymn in question, by the Mary MacKillop East Timorese singers, sung in their language of Tetun, "We Are God's People."
I'm Judy Smitherham. I'm the chairperson, chairwoman for Women in Harmony. We're a community choir here in Christchurch.
And I'm Eileen Reid, and I'm a member of the choir and have been for some years, at least 12, I think.
Eileen's been in the choir since almost its inception. There's Mary, who's been there slightly longer, so they're our long-standing members of the choir, which is a community choir. We invite women from all backgrounds to sing with us. We have a three-week trial, so you can come and sing with us for 3 weeks to see whether you actually like our songs or find them not really your cup of tea. So that's an option. And we do performances about twice a term, mainly community events. That's the sort of thing that we do, is community music, and we like to perform in community places.
Christchurch, its other name is Otatahi. It's the third highest city in New Zealand. We have the Avon River, a wonderful river that runs through the centre and alongside our huge, massive Hagley Park. The two major earthquakes we had, with thousands of aftershocks in 2010 and 11 mainly, destroyed most of the city centre and many, many thousands of homes. We're still in the recovery process, but new buildings are beginning to pop up in between the demolition sites. Many of the roads are still under repair. The orange cone has become a city icon. And so many of us are still waiting for our homes to be repaired, even 5 years on. But it's also become a city of surprises. The whole situation here has inspired an incredibly creative response in so many ways. We've got containers have come into their own. We've got containers here, there and everywhere being used for takeaway spots and of course, in the city centre, Restart Mall, which is all container shops now. Every day that we go into town, we find different routes and reroutes and detours because of roadworks and demolition being done or building, recovery work. that's the sort of downside surprise, but we also find many pop-up surprises. All sorts of wonderful murals have appeared all over the walls of derelict buildings, and so much of the wasteland has been used for all kinds of community activities, everything from dance floors and to libraries on
and there's
corners.
A cycle theatre that was set up quite soon after the earthquake. Yeah. It's powered by people sitting on cycles, and they use the energy from the cycling to power the film.
I think we would have thought too that an earthquake happens and then people move on after a short while, and by now people would expect it to be looking more or less fixed. And it is always shocking. I've had friends visiting, and it's always an incredible shock to see the state of the city 5 years on.
Mm. And I knew nothing about aftershocks before the earthquake.
No.
And the ground constantly moves. They repair roads and it looks beautiful. It can be 2, 3 months, 6 months later and it's back to like a little snake serpentine again.
It's that's been a massive challenge, hasn't it?
Because we're a woman's choir, we have sing in three parts. So we have the soprano, the alto, and we have what we call our deep woman, our tenors. So a lot of music is written for the traditional format of the four-part harmonies, which include the bass. So they don't really work for us because we don't have any woman that sing that really deep bass. Or if you do, you can, I mean, I can sing some of those notes, but for a short while, for a performance, it doesn't work. So Jane, our wonderful conductor, she does a lot of rearranging of songs so that they can be sung in the three-part harmony. So we have a wide range. We sing lots of world music. I'm just thinking of two that we're learning this at the moment. We were taught last year, we had two African women, Bongoe and Namako, who are both now live in Dunedin, who came up and taught us some songs. So we're learning two songs from them. Sinjergia and Tadizwe. And we also have a song that Eileen brought us back from Samoa. Eileen went to Samoa and taught Putasi, it was, in a village over there, and taught ukuleles and music to the children at the school. And then she brought back a song, or two songs from Papa Joe for our choir.
The children taught us, more or less,
Yes.
That was pretty special, wasn't it? And the choir adopted them.
Yes, so Savali Vali Mai, which is a greeting song, so we sing that just as an opening for most of our events.
Sang Ita Hotu, the East Timor song, which is more or less a hymn, some years ago, and that was when Doreen, our friend, was a member of the choir. And that came from the film...
Punitive Damage.
Punitive Damage, so it just escaped me for a moment, which had this hymn represented in the film, and it was arranged by Stephen Taberner, who is originally from Christchurch. Mm. And it's a very, very beautiful hymn, and we did learn it some years ago, and it became Doreen's favourite. And when she visited recently, she asked if we would record that hymn, Itahotu, for her to use at her funeral service. Doreen was a member who, at the time when she was with the choir, this is over 5 years ago, was diagnosed with breast cancer. She's an amazingly resilient and positive woman and very beautiful. And at the time, just so positive that she turned up to choir very soon after surgery, carrying all sorts of apparatus. She wasn't going to miss choir. And that was probably within a week, wasn't it, Judy?
She had drains. She had three drains in, and with the bags on the bottom, which she called Huey, Dewey and Louie.
Yeah,
so she had a great sense of humour that she had to wear cardigans that had pockets in to hold these drains on.
And a wonderfully positive personality. Doreen was a counsellor, so she was very much a people person. But she went through her treatment at that time, but then the quakes came, and Doreen's from Holland. Her house was badly damaged, and she went back to Holland. That was supposed to be, wasn't it, Judy, in the short term? It was a visit back to Holland.
Well, it was 6 months while her house was being repaired.
Yes, while the house was being repaired, that's right. But she found her niche in Holland and found a wonderful job in an addiction centre as a counsellor, and eventually stayed on.
And also her house was red zoned, which meant, red zone means that the land was unsuitable to rebuild on, so they actually destroyed lots of those houses. Some of them they were able to recycle, move off, but a lot of that land is still empty and now looks like a beautiful park.
Yes.
So that's where her land was, her house. So
like some parts of Christchurch have turned into sort of wetlands and park. Unfortunately, the cancer returned in various guises, and Doreen was told that it's terminal. She's still undergoing treatment. She fully understands that she's terminally ill. She recently took a trip back to New Zealand just a couple of months ago, and we all gathered to sing with her. And it was at that gathering that she requested Itahotu to be a recording of that for her funeral service. And so we revisited Itahotu, the choir. Some of us remembered it from way back, and we taught it to the new members and then recorded it for Doreen. And she's absolutely thrilled to have it.
Oh,
the East Timorese hymn I Te Houtu, We Are God's People, sung in the language of Tetun by Women in Harmony, a community choir directed by Jane Hobson from Christchurch in New Zealand. Arranged and recorded specially for one of their choir members in the final stages of a terminal illness, who requested it for her funeral. A story told for us today by Judy Smitherham and Eileen Reid from Women in Harmony. On RN Radio Australia, online and on your mobile, you're with The Rhythm Divine. And this is another Catholic hymn from the album Remember East Timor by the Mary MacKillop East Timorese singers, Maluk Doben, Beloved Friends.
It's about connection that, as Eileen said before, it's about that connection that music moves people, and that Doreen does now live in Holland, but with modern technology it's so much easier to connect with people. And I just thought one of her wise things that she said when she was out here was saying farewell to a friend from the choir, and said it's much too soon, it's 20 years too soon. And I thought, there's great wisdom in that, that it is 20 years too soon. We'd all expect to get at least another 20 years of being friends. And that friendship has lasted. We've been through significant events together. It is a friendship, it's a choir that has bonds, that we've supported people. I'm thinking that even in my life, that I've got engaged in the choir singing there, and at the wedding they sing, and we actually sang I Te Houtu at my mother's funeral, and the choir was there at the graveside, and as my mother's coffin was carried over to the graveside, they sang a song as her casket was carried over. And at the beginning of this year, one of our members, her grandson, died after a 7-month struggle with being alive, and she said that amazement, not the amazement, that's not really the right word, but the support she got from the choir, she just felt that she could come back because it didn't feel as though it was a place she was going to be judged. She just knew she was going to come back to a warm atmosphere.
A supportive group of women.
That knew what she'd been through and weren't going to ask her questions, that were just going to give her a hug and welcome her
and
back.
And sing.
And we'll sing.
And of course music has such incredible healing qualities, especially shared music. And we've found that over the years, haven't we, Judy? It's mostly bonding and healing.
Sacred music from East Timor, or Timor-Leste as it's more formally known today. A small nation with a large inheritance of Portuguese Catholic choral music. And We Are God's People, I Te Houtu Marumak Nia Povu. Sung by the Mary MacKillop East Timorese singers, directed by Sister Susan Connolly, from the album Remember East Timor. And the song that began our remarkable story today, featuring the community choir Women in Harmony from Christchurch in New Zealand, reminding us about the incredible healing power of music. If you missed the story, you can hear it again by going to the Rhythm Divine website to download or stream the program, or by using your favourite podcasting app, such as our own free ABC Radio app. And if you're in the Christchurch area, the choir do have a concert on the 29th of May. My thanks to our guests today, Judy Smitherham and Eileen Reed speaking from Christchurch. To Catherine Andrews, who first emailed me about the choir, and to Doreen herself. We wish her well. I'm Jeff Wood. Thanks for joining me today on RN. Next time, we'll celebrate Reconciliation Week with an Indigenous singer-songwriter who's been compared to Geoffrey Gurumul Yunupingu, the Yolnu musician Gawra, who'll join us to talk about his debut album, Raja Yali Yali, Vine of Love. This is the title track, and that's the rhythm, Divine.
Coron malarey porto Ya warga warga raja mercuma merura yaliale
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.